ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मनु स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वा दृष्ट पारा अपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृणीमः मनु स्वयं भूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वा दृष्ट पारा अपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृणीमः मनु स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वा दृष्ट पारा अपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृणीमः मनु स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध मनु स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वः दृष्ट पारारपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृह्णीमः मदर्स मनु स्वयं भूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वः दृष्ट पारारपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृणीमः मनु स्वयंभूर भगवान भवश्च येने तपो ज्ञान विशुद्ध सत्वा दृष्ट पारारपि यन्महिम्ना स्तुवन्त्युतो तत्मसमं गृणीमः मनु Swayambhuva Manu, Swayambhu, Lord Brahma, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Cha, also, Ye, Hu, Anye, others, Tapa, by austerity, Jnana, by knowledge, Vishuddha Sat, Vishuddha, pure, Sattvaha, whose existence, Drishtapara, who cannot see the Lord, Api, although, Yat, your, Mahimna, of glories, Stuvanti, they offer prayers, Ato, therefore, Twa, unto you, Atmasamam, according to capacity, Grinima, we offer prayers. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Dear Lord, even great yogis and mystics who are very much advanced by virtue of austerities and knowledge and who have completely situated themselves in pure existence, as well as great personalities like Manu, Lord Brahma, and Lord Shiva, cannot fully understand your glories and potencies. Nonetheless, they have offered their prayers according to their own capacities. In the same way, we, although much lower than these personalities, also offer our prayers according to our own capability. Purport, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Manu, the father of mankind, great saintly persons and also great sages who have elevated themselves to the transcendental platform through austerities and penance, as well as devotional service, are imperfect in knowledge compared to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the case with anyone within this material world. No one can be equal to the Supreme Lord in anything, certainly not in knowledge. Consequently, anyone's prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete. It is not possible to measure the complete glories of the Supreme Lord, who is unlimited. Even the Lord himself and his incarnation as Ananta or Shesha cannot describe his own glories. Although Ananta has many thousands of faces and has been glorifying the Lord for many, many years, he cannot find the limit of the glories of the Lord. Thus, it is not possible to estimate the complete potencies and glories of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, everyone in devotional service can offer essential prayers to the Lord. Everyone is situated in a relative position, and no one is perfect in glorifying the Lord. Beginning with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva down to ourselves, everyone is a servant of the Supreme Lord. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. Yet, every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Even when one is in the darkest region of existence, he is allowed to offer prayers to the Lord according to his own capacity. The Lord therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 9:32, Mam hi partavya pashritya yepi shu papayonayaha striya vaishya sata shudrash tepi yanti param gatim. Quote, O son of Prita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, as well as shudras, can approach the supreme destination. End quote. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Shukadeva Goswami. Ye nye cha papa yad dapashraya shraya chudyanti tasmoy pravishname namaha. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 4th Chapter, verse 18. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified, however low-born he may be. He becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Agyanta Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripasindubhyarevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So the Prachetas are concluding their prayers here, and they're making a point. It says, Atma Samam, in the last line, Twa Atma Samam. Atma Samam means according to one's capacity. So generally, our capacity is determined by our karma. So Srila Prabhupada has made this point here. We are all situated in relative positions according to our own karma. So generally, one does not have capacity beyond his karma. Like, you wouldn't expect skinny Jai Jagannath Das lifting 500 pounds because I don't have capacity with the karma that I have. This is a pretty frail, skinny body. If I get a little wind on the chest, I'm out for a couple of days. So you don't expect that with such a frail body I can lift 500 pounds because I have a limitation according to my karma. So there are limitations in so many ways, not only in strength, but in knowledge and ability to gain perception. There's in every way limited according to one's karma. So then it says, adrishtapara. Because of such limitations of karma, one cannot, adrishtapara, we cannot see the end. We cannot see the end of the glories of the Supreme Lord. Of course, we can hardly see the beginning also. It's saying we are not able to understand the glories of the Lord because we're being limited by our karma. So that's easy to understand in our case, especially being Kali Yuga creatures. But this is not true only of the Kali Yuga creatures, but of great personalities, Manu, Swayambhu, Bhagavan Shiva. So Swayambhu Vamanu, Lord Brahma, Shiva, and other great personalities who have attained a very powerful position due to their tapa, jnana, due to their austerity and their knowledge, they've gained a very transcendental position also. Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva means a transcendental position. They've gained a transcendental position, but this is also true for them. And not just for us. It's true for them also that even though they've Vishuddha Sattva, they're on a transcendental platform because they also cannot see the end of your glories, Adrishtapara. Why? Atma Samam. Because they are also limited. Of course, maybe not by their karma, but they're limited living entities also. So what to speak of living entities like us who are much lower? How will we be able to glorify you? But anyway, we will offer our glorification according to our capacity. And Srila Prabhupada has made the point that this is our perfection. Yet every one of us can offer prayers with heart and soul as far as we can appreciate the Lord's glories. That is our perfection. Our perfection is not to try to imitate great personalities who have way more capacity. Generally, the tendency is there because we're envious jivas. When we see living entities exhibiting some greater capacity than us, then we want to also imitate and do like them. But that is not our perfection. Our perfection is to do according to our capacity, offer service to the Lord, and that is our perfection. Of course, we'll describe it, because we will say that can go work in the opposite direction for conditioned souls. Well, my capacity is very little, so you're not doing anything. So the story is there with Hanuman and the, sometimes they say ant, sometimes they say squirrel. Hanuman was lifting gigantic boulders and putting it for Lord Ramchandra's bridge. And the ant or spider, squirrel, whoever, maybe squirrel will say squirrel, he was lifting grains of sand and putting it. Hanuman lifting big rocks, putting it, and he going, just going throwing grains. Hanuman, what is this? It's useless. You're not making such a nice contribution. Look at my contribution. Throwing big boulders, and what is your contribution? No contribution at all. So he was getting kind of, I guess, heavy with the squirrel. Go away, go do something like, just go and eat, you know, we'll take care of it. So when Ramchandra saw that, Ramchandra said, I consider what he is doing to be equal to what you're doing. Why? Because he's offering according to his capacity, and you're offering according to your capacity. And that is what Krishna appreciates. According to our capacity,
we are offering service to Krishna. There should be no room for envy if that understanding is there. If the spider shall think, or squirrel shall think, oh, Hanuman is lifting up, let me also lift boulders. How he will do? How he'll go and be trying to push a boulder, then he'll die, he'll get crushed. Trying to imitate Hanuman, he'll actually perish. Just like someone tries to imitate Shiva and drinking ocean of poison, because all the devas went to Lord Shiva glorifying him. So one may say, oh, that is very nice. I would also like to get that appreciation. So let me also go and drink ocean of poison like Lord Shiva. Anyone can do? You will perish. So if one tries to imitate out of envy, then one is that is not our perfection. But according to our capacity, if we offer service to the Supreme Lord, then the Supreme Lord will appreciate that and he will reciprocate. So that is being mentioned. So the idea here is that even if one is a great personality, they cannot adrishtapara, they cannot see the end of the glories of the Lord. So the Lord is compared to, in the first canto, like a massive sky, unlimited. And this, as different birds will fly at different heights according to their capacity. So also, the devotees of the Lord can fly or describe, glorify the Lord according to their capacity. Of course, what is it that Krishna is actually accepting? Krishna is accepting, ultimately, is the bhava or the bhakti. Patra pushpam balam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati. Taraham bhaktya prahitam ashinami pratitatmana. Krishna says, if you offer me one leaf, one flower, one fruit, some water. It is mentioned in the singular, according to our acharyas, because they knew when Kali Yuga was coming up, they would not offer more than one. So one leaf, one flower, at least offer one. Otherwise, tendency is not to offer anything. So you at least offer one flower, one, and I will accept it. But what is it that Krishna is eating? He's not eating the flower. He's not eating the leaf, the water. What is he actually eating is the bhakti, the bhava. That is what he is. He's called Bhava Grahi Janardana. So that is what he's really ingesting. Otherwise, what can we offer to the Supreme Lord? Anything we offer to the Supreme Lord is contaminated because it is matter. So what do we offer? If you offer an apple, like the apples that we have to offer sometimes, sometimes poor quality, everything in Kali Yuga, they're like this big, and big as a softball. And when you peel it, it's like all brown and nasty, and it's like, use this thing. Use this, because that's the way they're making Kali Yuga is like this. And we chop it up and say, here you go, this is the best I got. You know, and it may actually be true, this is the best we got, we're in Kali Yuga. You think the Supreme Lord will accept such offering? He does not like such nasty things like that. But if that offering is made with devotion, then it's a devotion he eats. And he also eats apples, because he sees that it's offered with devotion. In the same way, when Krishna went to visit Vidura, and Vidura's wife was offering Krishna the banana peels and throwing away the banana. Duryodhana made huge pandal, so many nice preparations. Krishna didn't even bother to go to that place. Why? Because no bhava, no bhakti. But he goes to Vidura's home, and Vidura's wife is in total ecstasy to serve Krishna according to her capacity. So she's scattering around and found some bananas. She's peeling the bananas, peel, throwing out the banana and offering Krishna the banana peel. Not one time, but three times doing. Every time Krishna's taking the banana, oh, very nice, ecstatic. Why? Because what is he really eating? He's eating the devotion. And also the banana peel, because it was offered. But the main thing he's ingesting is the bhakti. So the idea here is that the Supreme Lord is unlimited. So no one will actually be able to perfectly glorify him. That is impossible. That is impossible. We're sometimes in the immature state, we're always trying to come up to, our idea of perfection is very funny in the immature state. The idea of perfection is very misconceived, misguided. And therefore, we try to strive for something that may not be actually necessary because of our misconceived notion of perfection. We may put ourselves in a dangerous situation. But the idea is that like a child, when a child wants to glorify his mother, he may say, my dear mother, you are as wonderful as Samurai Jack. Samurai Jack is apparently a cartoon. We were at the Northwestern program, and they were talking about Samurai Jack yesterday. Cartoon, so I'm saying. So a little kid, he's watching the show, and he says, my dear mother, you are as wonderful as Samurai Jack. And the mother says, very nice. It is actually a foolish glorification, but because of him, his idea in that state, is Samurai Jack is a very wonderful personality. So he's offering a glorification to his mother according to his capacity of understanding. So he says, you're as wonderful as Samurai Jack. And the mother appreciates that. But if he were to go to his mother and say, my dear mother, you are as wonderful, you're more wonderful than all the devas in the three worlds, even the siddhas and Gadarshi. What? She becomes bewildered. What are you offering? They're not offering. But when he says, you are as wonderful as Samurai Jack, she says, very nice. Why? Because it's an honest glorification. It's not a glorification beyond his capacity. It is not just something he reads off. Just like Srila Prabhupada Maharaj mentions this also, and you can see it all the time. When you do something for little children, they'll come up to you and say, thank you. And it's all artificial. You know, you can tell one cute kid, Anand Prabhu's son, Vedan, he's very cute. He's pretty mischievous, but he's very cute. And most of the time, he told me flat out he doesn't like me, like very flat out. And then one time, he dressed very nicely at the temple, and I gave him a little glorification. I said, wow, you look very nice today. And then that same day after the kirtan, came off his obeisances to me and very genuinely and offered some glorification according to his capacity. Generally, and then sometimes his father makes him to say something. So he came over, he turned 5 2 weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, he just turned 5. So he went and he basically read off his script to me. Dear Prabhuji, and it was cute because it's a cute kid, it's got a cute little form. Please, I have just turned 5, and I would like to seek your blessings. Hare Krishna. They're proudly offering script, you know, script he's making offering. Okay, it was sweet. But in a lot of ways, when he said, I don't like you, that was sweeter. In the sense that it was honest. You understand? It was an honest, straightforward, you know, I asked him, I said, you don't like me very much. He went like that, you know. He goes off and on. Then I gave him a lollipop, and then he liked me, you know, off and on. It's a fair weather relationship, you know, like that. So although he offered nice, it was very sweet also, you know, he asking for blessings. But I appreciated that I don't like you a little bit better, more, because it was very honest. Understand my point? So then Krishna, he appreciates honest devotional service. Honest devotion according to our level, we're trying to apply Krishna consciousness. We may hear about very exalted personalities. Haridas Thakur chanted 192 rounds. And then we're like, oh, I want to chant 192 rounds. Why? Because then I can get that glorification. I'll make it in the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I want that glorification. So I'm also doing. But Krishna will never accept those rounds. He will not accept because he's not honest. But when we follow even chanting 16 rounds according to the guidance of spiritual master, those 16 rounds he accepts. This is a very honest person he's accepting. And gradually a person, as his devotion increases, his capacity increases. So it is not that according to my capacity, I remain nonsense. You know, because if I have to say according to my karma is a very nonsensical situation. I mean, birth in Kali Yuga is bad enough, and then plus, birth in Kali Yuga and some. So if we have to say our capacity is nothing, which is a fact, then we will do nothing. So it is not that our capacity should remain at nothing, at zero. But with the increase of devotion, then capacity expands. In other words, our karma limits us tremendously. But our karma plus bhakti expands our capacity practically unlimitedly. When there is devotion, capacity actually expands. When devotion means sevam mukh, very favorable service inclination towards the Supreme Lord and his devotees, then capacity expands unlimitedly. Mukam kuroti vachalam pangu gayate ginam yakripata maham vande shri gunam dinatarinam. This is one verse giving an example of that. It says, by the mercy of Gora, by the mercy of Guru, then a lame man can cross over mountains. How is it possible? It's impossible. A lame man can cross over mountains and a dumb man can speak very eloquently. This is a very fact. Just like all of us who have to do a little preaching in the colleges or even to one person, sometimes we find ourselves saying things very poetically. Wow, where did that come from? We get ourselves kind of shot. Why? Because we know we were dumb. We're like dumb person. The only thing coming out of our mouth is curse words before joining the Krishna consciousness movement. Maybe some of us were a little bit in the mode of goodness. So speaking motor goodness nonsense and motor passion nonsense, motor ignorance nonsense, but all nonsense. We are all dumb, spiritually dumb, but by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Guru Parampara, speaking very eloquently, to walk over mountain. What does it mean to walk over mountain? Following four regular principles, particularly to know this is sex one. Now, who in their right mind in Kali Yuga will agree to such a thing, right? According to their karma. The mind, karmic mind in Kali Yuga will never say that is a very nice program. But by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Gora, coming through Guru Parampara, then one can cross over the hurdle of following the four regular principles. Or in so many other ways. So it's not that our capacity remains at the karmic level, but with the increase of devotion comes the increase of capacity. And then when whatever we have, according to our karmic situation, is offered to Krishna with devotion, with bhakti, then he accepts that when it's done honestly, without duplicity. That verse I have been quoting, Tatra bhagavatam dharmam shikshe gurvatmadai vataha amayaya anuvritya yesh tushet atmatmadohari. This same verse is saying that when one accepts the spiritual master as one's self and worshipable deity, gurvatmadai vataha, and then he, with that mentality, he hears Srimad Bhagavatam, shikshet bhagavatam dharmam, he hears Srimad Bhagavatam from the spiritual master, then Krishna will give him so many realizations. What is that verse? Yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata guru tashayate katita hyarta prakashante mahatmana. Krishna will reveal so much within his heart because of the mentality that he accepts in relationship to his servant. Krishna reveals everything within his heart. Amayaya anuvritya yaish. And when he renders service to the spiritual master without duplicity, amayaya, then Krishna atmatmadohari, he gives himself. Dadati, he gives. Krishna gives, who does he give? He gives himself. So our capacity should not remain zero, but according to our karma, plus bhakti received from Guru Parampara, and rendered directed towards Krishna without duplicity, then one can satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is being mentioned here. Even though one is Atma Samam limited, and Adrishtapara, he cannot actually understand the absolute truth. But that is not only true of us, it is true of even great personalities. So therefore offer service to Krishna according to your capacity, and Krishna will be greatly satisfied. Does that make sense what I'm saying? So we'll read from the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Same message where you hear from Prahlad Maharaj. Try to pay attention. I know it gets a little austere sometimes. But this is a very beautiful section. Prahlad Maharaj offering his prayers to Lord Nrisingadev. So Prahlad Maharaj says here, Brahma daya suragana munayota siddha satvai katana katayo vachasam pravahai naraditum buruganai radunapi pripu kim toshtamarati same Hare Ugrajati. Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm Ugrajati. You know what Ugrajati means? I'm born in a family of demons. Anyone can relate? I am born in a family of demons, so how is it possible for me to glorify you? See the same thing. How I'm born in a family of demons, Hare Ugrajati. I'm born in a family of demons. How is it possible for me to glorify you? When great personalities, Brahma Daya Surugana, Munayota Siddha, great personalities like Lord Brahma, the Munis, the Siddhas, they are all sattva ekatana gatayo. They're all totally fixed in the mode of goodness. And the ekatana means their tendency is only towards the mode of goodness. But you were not, na'araditum, you were not satisfied by their prayers. They're fixed in the mode of goodness. Adunapi pripru, they offer streams of wonderful prayers also with so many ornaments and poetic, alankar, they call these, so many poetic things. Like when we offer prayers, we, dear Krishna, please give me this. No poetry, no nothing, very boring thing. Or like I often criticize the modern musical world. Their host is, girl, let me get your number. And that's their poetry. That's their poetry. Very mode of ignorance, demoniac. So these, but the demigods, they're fixed in motor goodness. They're offering streams of wonderful prayers, but they cannot satisfy you. Not araditum. They are not able to satisfy you. That means Krishna is not satisfied by motive goodness. Nor is he satisfied by people glorifying him. Just like we easily get manipulated like that, right? You say, Prabhu, I've never seen anyone with such a humble service attitude as you. And we feel very, oh, wow. We feel start getting ecstatic. And I wish I had your service attitude. And whoa, we really get bewildered. And then he says, now can you go wash the pies? You know, after puffing you up. And then you're very happy to go wash the pies. But he manipulated you. He manipulated because you're easily bewildered by such, you know, cheap glorification. But the Supreme Lord is not satisfied by such cheap glorification. And the demigods, they were not offering cheap glorification also. They were offering with so many poetic things, also nice prayers they were offering. They were fixing goodness. Krishna was not satisfied. So what to speak of those who are in the mode of passion and ignorance? Why he will be satisfied with such prayers? Prahlad Maharaj is making that point. I'm born in a family of demons and not like the demigods who are fixing goodness. So how can I satisfy you? Can you relate? We should be able to relate. So then he says, next verse. Manye danam bijana rupa tapashruto jasteja prabhava balapodusha buddhi yogaha naradana yehi bhavanti parasya pumso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. So he says, I think, my lord, even if someone was to offer you dana, wealth, they have aristocracy, beauty, austerity, knowledge, sensory prowess, influence, strength, intelligence, mystic powers, even by all these things, no one can satisfy you. Naradanaya hibavanti parashtrupumso. Even if one has all these things, they cannot satisfy you. So how he will be satisfied? What's the answer? How will he be satisfied? By bhakti. Bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. Gajayutapaya means Gajendra. Gajendra is a dumb elephant. And he was able to satisfy you because he had bhakti. So you're only satisfied by bhakti. That should be considered. You get his point? Even if you have all these wonderful qualities, many of us may be getting proud. Oh, I know 5 verses of Bhagavad Gita. I am such a scholar. Shruta, very learned person. I know a whole 5 verses of Bhagavad Gita. And I control my senses for one day. Ojas, I have great sense control. Anyway, you may have all these things also, but if you are devoid of bhakti, then Krishna never looks at you. If you're devoid of bhakti, Krishna never looks at you. But even if you're dumb as an elephant, and practically speaking, Kali Yuga, we have to kind of humble ourselves a little bit and admit we're kind of dumb as elephants. Even if you're dumb as an elephant, if you have bhakti given by a spiritual master, this coming up, then Krishna considers you. Oh, who is this person? Person is working really hard, offering so many wonderful prayers, but devoid of bhakti, Krishna doesn't look at him. But this other person, dumb as an elephant, but he has a little bit of bhakti received from his guru, and Krishna said, oh, who is this person? Just like Mahaprabhu, when Raghunath Das came with Ram Das Vishwas, Ram Das Vishwas was an impersonalist, and he was always seen chanting the name of Ram 24 hours a day. Ram, Ram. Everyone thought, oh, great Ram Bhakta he was. But in his heart, he had duplicity, desire to merge into Ram. So when Raghunath Das went with Ram Das Vishwas to go see Mahaprabhu in Puri, so when Mahaprabhu saw Raghunath Das, even though he looked like Grihastha, he was so much interested in Raghunath Das. He embraced him, spent so much attention, and Ram Das Vishwas was over there. Mahaprabhu was not even looking at him. So he was waiting, okay, when he will turn his glance this way. Because Mahaprabhu has so much of influence, he was a great personality. But Mahaprabhu did not agree to even look at him. So after a few days going on like this, he got bewildered. Why is the Lord not even looking at me? Why he wasn't looking at Ram Das Vishwas? Why he wasn't looking? He had no bhakti. He had no bhakti. So even if you have so many wonderful qualities, but you are devoid of bhakti, received from Guru, honestly offered to the Supreme Lord, like I mentioned in the beginning, then Krishna doesn't look at us. But even if we're dumb as elephants, but we have a little bit of bhakti, humbly received from spiritual master and honestly offered to the Lord, then Krishna considers our position.
Vipradushaguna yatara ravinda naba pada ravinda vimukha shapacham varishtam manyetararpitomano vachane hitarta pranapunati sakuna natubhuri manaha.
So he mentions here vipradushaguna yata. Even if one, he's mentioning the same point, even if one is a brahmana, a great personality, with all those things I just mentioned, 12 things we mentioned in the previous verse, if he is vimukhat, he's envious of the Lord, no devotion, then he is not as good as a dog eater with a little bit of bhakti, shabacham, who has offered his life, his mind, his words, his endeavors to the Supreme Lord. Why do you say like that? Because that dog eater with a little bit of bhakti can purify his whole family, punati sakunam. But the brahmana cannot even purify himself. Why he cannot purify himself? Huh? No, that's not the answer. Because he's proud of having those qualities. Vipradushagunanyata. He cannot even purify himself because he's thinking, I have so many wonderful qualities. Therefore, he becomes proud. And that pride, I mentioned this before, that pride is like if you have nice maha plate that you want to offer to the Supreme Lord. So many nice preparations are there. Spiced rice, paneer sabji, like we were having yesterday. So many sweets are there. Very nice, but there's a little drop of stool on the side. And then you offer to the Supreme Lord. If someone were to do like that to you, such nice preparations they're offering, but just a little drop of stool on the side. You would like it? You would accept it? The whole thing is contaminated just because of a little drop of stool, isn't it? You're not wanting it at all. So similarly, we're trying so hard in our devotional service and we're getting so many qualities, taranga rangini, this anartha comes, riding the waves of bhakti, getting so many wonderful qualities, at least according to our estimation. And we're getting puffed up. Then whatever we offer is like offering my plate with a little stool on the side. That pride is a little stool. Everything contaminated. So this brahmana, even he has all these 12 qualities, but because he's proud, he cannot even purify himself. Whereas a dog eater with a little bit of bhakti, which has as his natural characteristic humility, then the Supreme Lord considers him. Prahlad Maharaj continues. Naivatmana prabhurayam nijala bupurno. Manam janara vidusha karuno vrinite yaryachnano bhagavate vidadita manam tachchatmane pratimukasa yata mukashi. So the Supreme Lord, someone may ask this question, the Supreme Lord seems very puffed up person. He's only satisfied if someone glorifies him. I'm also like that, and the Supreme Lord is also like that. Sometimes students ask the question, why is Krishna such a narcissist? I got this question in the university before. Why is Krishna such a narcissist? Anyway, usually the answer, I guess, is because he can do that. Because he's the root of all existence. But you cannot do it because you're not... Who are you? What is your position? Dumb as an elephant. So someone may ask this question. Oh, the Lord is only satisfied if someone hears about him, chants his glories, remembers him. Bhakti means that. He's only satisfied. But then Prahlad Maharaj says, no. The Supreme Lord is actually nijalabhapurno. He's completely satisfied in himself. Or it can mean nijalabhapurno can also mean he's being offered services by millions of Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrahma Sevyamana. Millions of gopis are offering him beautiful devotional service with spiritual energy. Their apples that they offer to Krishna are Satchitananda apples. They're made out of Satchitananda. Our apples are made out of three modes of material nature. They're fat, they have so many holes in them, they're brown. We have to like cut off the brown, just like we have the cauliflower on Sunday. We have to, all the black spots are there. This is the offering we can make. But their cauliflower made out of Satchitananda energy. And they're also Satchitananda, there's no question of trying to exploit the Lord. So he's completely satisfied with that. Nijalabhapurno. What does he need with us? Upstarts from devotional service. He doesn't need us at all. He's completely satisfied. But Manam janara vidusha karuno vrinite. But when he accepts the services of avidusha, Prabhupada translates as rascals. Avidusha means rascal. Who is a rascal? One who's thinking, I'm offering such nice devotional service, rascal. Avidusha, but why does Krishna accept? Karuno vrinite, because he's merciful. His nature is very merciful. Yajjano bhagavate vidhita manam, When someone offers glorification to the Supreme Lord, the benefit is not for the Supreme Lord, but for himself. Yes. And he gives an example. Just like when you decorate your face in the mirror with tilak, and then the reflection is also appears decorated, right? The reflection, if you try to decorate the reflection, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. But when the person decorates his face with tilak, the reflection is also decorated, right? So similarly, when one offers service to the Supreme Lord, glorifying the Supreme Lord, then that reflects on the individual. And that way he gets purified. So then he concludes here. This is his opening statements. Such nice, our opening statements. What are our opening statements to Krishna? My dear Lord, you are great. Now, let's get to the real essence here. But Prahlad Maharaj's opening statement is so beautiful. He's offering beautiful. So he concludes his opening statements by saying, Tasmat, therefore. He's concluding his opening statements. Tasmat aham vikata viklava yashvarasya sarvatmana mahigrinami yata manisham nicho jaya guna visaragam anupravishta puyetanyeni hipoman anuvaranitena. This verse connects directly to the topic of today's verse. Therefore, my Supreme Lord, vikata viklava, I have given up all contemplation of being unqualified. I've already stated all my disqualifications. There are many. Kaler dosho nidei rajan, ocean of faults. Ocean of faults means there's no reason to discuss them. Because the ocean. Ocean means very deep, so no reason to discuss. So vikata viklava, I've already given up all such contemplation of my being so disqualified. What are you going to do then? Yata minisham, according to my intelligence, I'm going to offer you some prayers. According to my capacity, same. According to my capacity, I'm going to offer you some prayers. Why? Because those who have entered anupravishta, who have entered samsara, and whose consciousness have been contaminated by the modes of material nature, guna visargam. Anyone here's consciousness contaminated by the modes of material nature? Who has entered samsara, consciousness contaminated by the modes of material nature, puyeta yena hipoman anuvarnitena. They can be purified by trying to glorify you according to their capacity. Honest glorification. Their hearts, their life, their outer life, their inner life can be completely puyeta, purified, if they offer you glorification according to their capacity. Therefore, I have given up all such contemplation of my not being fit for spiritual life. Many times we get discouraged, isn't it? When we have to see the mountain of anarthas. That's where the mountain is, the mountain of anarthas. You can't even see the peak. Where's the peak? Peakless. No peak, peakless. The mountain is very, so one gets very discouraged sometimes. Most of the time we're so absorbed in the most material nature we don't even notice it. But then when we're a little bit having a good day of sadhana, then we realize, oh, I don't think I'll be able to climb this mountain. So Prahlad Maharaj is a very instructive point he's making. Vikata viklava, I've given up contemplating that. Because anyway, this peak, there's no reason to contemplate also. I'll become more and more discouraged. I've given up contemplating that, but rather, according to my capacity, whatever I have now, whatever I've been able to receive from my spiritual master, then I'm going to offer you glorification, because those who have entered samsara can be purified by glorifying you. So this is just one final point I want to make, which Prabhupada points out in the purport here. He makes the same point quoting Bhagavad Gita, Mamhi Partavya Pashritya, Yepishu Papayona Yaha. Sriya Vaishatata Shudra Stepiyanti Parangutan. So no matter how fallen a person is, if he takes shelter of Krishna, tries to glorify Krishna honestly, as we've discussed, then Tepiyanti Parangutan, he can attain the highest destination, back home, back to Godhead, Parangutan. Prabhupada's comment on this point. If one seriously accepts the lotus feet of the Lord, he is purified by the grace of the Lord and by the grace of the Lord's servant. This is confirmed by Sukadeva Goswami. Ye ne cha papa yadapashraya shraya shudanti tasmoy prabhavishnave namaha. One who is brought under. Pay attention to this one. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant. Oh, we're thinking of so much endeavor I'm making. One who is brought under the lotus feet of the Lord by the endeavor of the Lord's servant, the spiritual master, is certainly immediately purified, however low-born he may be. So this point must be considered daily, that the endeavor of spiritual master, the endeavor of Guru Parampara, Prahlada Maharaj made the same point. So this is the last point I'm making. Evam janavni patitam prabhavahi kupe kamam bikamam anuya prapatam prasanga krita atmasa shurashuna bhagavan grihita soham katam nivisajayata vibhritase. I always quote this verse. Anyway, what does the verse mean? Anyone remembers? I quote it often. You know, I know you don't remember. Dumb as an elephant, right? Even that's why I brought the book down, because I was like, I'm going to forget. Dumb as an elephant memory. So it means that prasangat, I have some bad association. We have some bad association. I'm associating with people who have desires after desires after desires after desires. Which people are that? Those people outside? Also, the mind. Therefore, we always in asat sangha tyaga, but I can't get rid of this one. So you should renounce bad association, but mine is coming with me birth after birth. So I have some bad association, prasangat. Bad association, the mind is a storehouse of kaman, become desire after desire after desire after desire, is endless. And as a result, prabhavahi kupe, I have fallen into the material snake hole. The material snake hole. And because I'm associating with the mind very intimately, what do you say? Guhyam akyati prichati, confidential talks, me and the mind going on. So then I've also entered into the material snake hole. I'm very fallen. He prays like this to the Supreme Lord. So what happened? Krita atmasa shurashina bhagavan grihita. Check out this translation. This is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this. See how he's saying, but I have been accepted by Narada, who has made me part of himself. How can I give up service to my spiritual master? Now he comments further here. I have been accepted by Narada, who has made me his own possession. Let this jiva be mine. By force, he has taken me by the hand, brought me near to him, taught me the king of mantras, Maha Mantra, and had me serve him. Having fallen into the hole of samsara, I have now become your devotee. Without his mercy, this was not possible. How can I give up service to my Guru Maharaj, your servant? Isn't that very nice? Krita atmasa, because atma means the self. So he has taken me and made me like himself. Or he has taken me as his own possession, saying, let this jiva be mine, taking me by the hair. Come to the temple, not to the cinema. I want to go to the cinema. This way. Come. So he is offering his... So Prabhupada is saying that our advancement in Krishna consciousness is not so much our endeavor as we like to think that it is. It is our endeavor plus mercy that Krishna's attention is caught. So we have to contemplate that point daily, not thinking, oh, what have they done for me lately? This type of vibration goes on all the time in the conditioned souls. Oh, what have they done for me lately? They've only did something for me 3 months ago, but now they're not doing anything. And then feeling envious. Oh, they're spending so much time with that person. Why not spending so much time with me? Isn't it? We have this experience. I have this experience. This is going on. That is not a proper contemplation. Our devotional service will be destroyed by such contemplation. Rather, we should think how they have... It is said that even a moment's association with a devotee is so much glorious. What to speak of long-term association with a devotee? Even a moment is so nice. What to speak of long-term association? So even if we only get a little bit of association with a devotee, we have to always remember that. That will save our devotional service. Otherwise, lost. Because our mind will take us out, thinking, oh, what has he done for me lately? What has he done for me lately? What has he done for me lately? Janet Jackson song? It was a Janet Jackson song was like that. What has he done for me lately? Giving full expression to her envious mentality. Full expression. And we're also thinking like that, not saying anything, but thinking in the mind, what have they done for me lately? Then no question of purification.
Ukam kuroti vachalam pangula gayate ginam yakripata maham vande shri gunam dinatarinam.
By the mercy and the endeavors of my spiritual masters, I have been able to cross over the peakless mountain of Anarthas, even though I am lame, spiritually lame, and I've been able to express something because I just repeat what I've learned from them, even though spiritually dumb. Therefore, I offer my humble obeisances to such my spiritual master. Like that, one who, so we may be limited, we may not be able to understand the glory of the Lord, but if we offer according to how we receive mercy, then Krishna will consider our case. Anyone wants to ask anything?
The last question you made was about offering according to capacity, and I was just clarifying that capacity is determined by the mercy that we're receiving, not the karma, because earlier you were talking about
Capacity and devotional service is they're given by mercy. Otherwise, there's no question of devotional service. Karma does not lead us to devotional service. It leads us to further fruit of activity. So only devotional service leads us to devotional service. So how we will get that devotional service? It comes from someone who has bhakti, and they are engaging us. But we have to receive it. That is the thing. We have to receive it. That is the hard part. They may be giving, but if there are holes in the heart, then everything given is spilt out. Understand? The holes in the heart, everything poured in, everything spills out.
Offenses,
anarthas.
What was the other one?
Anarthas, material calculation, material perception of guru, sadhus, Krishna, holy name. Like that, anarthas. So to be stronger recipients of mercy, we require simple heart, and then that helps us to make further advancement. Like that, easy.
You were saying that in the initial stages, we have a very funny idea of what is perfection of life, and I was wondering about. You know, we always hear the devotional services, Shravanam, Kirtanam. So clearly, there are the activities of devotional service, but devotion itself is something separate from the activities, right? Because we're all I'm speaking for myself, I'm doing the activities, but I can't claim to have devotion. So what exactly is devotion? Because, you know, I think sometimes in the initial stages, we think devotion is this funny feeling, this like when I look at Krishna, you know, this weird, like, which is not exactly the case. So what exactly is devotion?
The desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. The desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna's devotees. Bhakti. So when you say it like that, it has this very practical expression also, which is also bhakti. So it's not that bhakti just stays within. When you say the desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna, so Krishna has senses, that's the first thing that comes to mind. So how do we say, well, he has a tongue. He probably wants to eat nice, palatable things. So therefore, I have to offer nice, palatable foodstuffs. So that desire, which is an internal thing, the desire to satisfy, will have its practical expression and by cooking, and that is also bhakti. When done with that desire in the heart, that is what bhakti is. So it has two forms, cheshta rupa, bhava rupa. Both forms are there. But bhava rupa is generally, that doesn't manifest itself until bhav bhakti, like an advanced stage in devotional service. Of course, the bhava is there, the bhava, the mood, the desire to try to come in the platform of serving without duplicity, simple services. Krishna always appreciates services that is rendered without sophistication. Prabhupada makes this statement in the first canto, 16th chapter, Bhagavatam, that Krishna always appreciates service that is rendered without sophistication. That doesn't mean idiot. It means simple, without duplicity. You know, not the desire to exploit Krishna, the desire to subordinate Krishna by our devotional service. That type of thing Krishna will never agree to that. We're thinking, oh, I can become Mother Jasoda, or like Mother Jasoda, or the gopis, or something like that. And the whole desire is to subordinate God. Atheism. It's atheism. Atheism, the modern atheists, they try to do with pen, and we're thinking we'll do it our bhakti, subordinate the Supreme Lord. That is never the case. Desire to satisfy the senses of Krishna. So it has its natural expression. Like that. That's like simple answer I can give. Anyone else wants to say anything? 3 minutes are left. No? Okay then. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.